Predators in Toronto tonight to take on the Leafs. 6 o'clock puck drop. Pregame for you at 5. Everything heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe alongside here on this Tuesday. Let's head up to Toronto where the Predators general manager David Poile is standing by. The Preds are 8-1-1 in their last 10. This has been quite the success here, just 15 games in the season after a 1-4 start. David, what do you like about what you've seen in the last 10 games?
Darren, a lot of things I like, you know, right now, just our team is scratching and clawing and getting the victories. I mean, every game seems to be pretty close, a lot of one-goal games. We've already had 4 games in overtime. We've won 3 of those 4. You know, timely goals, killing off some big penalties like we did the other night against Arizona on a 5-on-3 for a full 2 minutes. Obviously, we've talked a little bit about the power play this year, and our power play, I think, is 5th ranked in the league, and it's, you know, getting, again, these timely goals. And we have a lot of individuals that we've talked about many times in the past that are certainly having much better years this year than last year. And are, I guess, in a somewhat a capsule here, I think our best players are our best players this year, and they're kind of leading the way. Our 3 leading scorers are Josi, Duchesne, and Granlund, and our 3 leading goal scorers are those guys, including Ryan Johansson. So, you know, a lot of things are good right now, but, you know, we live and die every game. We're also playing the Leafs tonight, who got off to a slow start, and they've won 8 of their last 9, so this should be a good game tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You brought up the captain, Roman Josi. You've watched him his entire career, as have we, and you drafted him, so you're very familiar with what he brings to the table night in and night out. Is it possible that he's actually getting better? I don't even know. That seems crazy to say, but I feel like he's even taken his elite game to maybe even another level, if that's possible. What are you seeing right now out of Roman?
Yeah, I think he's playing as good as he's ever played, and he's, you know, one of the areas, again, we've talked about a lot is that a little bit worried about our offense, and he's creating lots of offense for us. He's rushing the puck. He's that 4th man up in the rush that gets those odd man rushes in our favor, and he's doing some, you know, great things both 5-on-5 and on the power play. His shot has been great. I believe he's leading all defensemen in the league in scoring, so that should tell you that he is back on track, if you will, for being one of the best defensemen in the league. And, you know, certainly right now, I would say he, if you're voting for the Norris Trophy after this many games, I'd say Roman Josi has been the best defenseman in the league.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, you've talked about this with us, how you guys sit down with every player after every season and just talk about, you know, moving forward and things to work on and what you liked, what you didn't like. Matt Duchesne, obviously, it didn't go the way he wanted it to go last year. It has, really, since he's been here. But this year, obviously, totally different. This is the guy that you signed and brought here. What's working? Why is it working so well for Matt Duchesne 15 games in?
Well, you're right in terms of, you know, reviewing things from an individual perspective. You know, we do that. I do that at the end of the year. There's conversations with the coach and the coaches. There's conversations over the summer. I think training camp is a important time in terms of, you know, setting up expectations, goals, you know, specific things that you're looking for from individual players. And I think that Matt is checking all the boxes for management and for coaches, and he's becoming a very, very valuable player for our team, and obviously playing as well as he's ever played. And, you know, that game was always there. Just for whatever reason, you know, the last couple of years have not been as productive for Matt, but he's doing a lot of really good things for us right now. And just like talking about Josi, the guy that's creating the most offense for us is Matt Duchesne. He's getting chances every game. He's making plays, and it's really exciting to watch him play like this. And it's certainly one of the reasons why they've, you know, played really well in the last couple of weeks, with our current record being 8-1-1 in the last 10 games.
We're speaking with Predators general manager David Poile, who's up in Toronto with the team, Predators and Leafs, tonight. Last week you had to make a tough decision, and Rocco Grimaldi putting him on waivers. He passed through. He's been sent down to Milwaukee. Those decisions are never easy. So why did it come to that point last week where you guys decided to do what you did?
Not easy. You're correct. It's never good for players. I mean, we have to have extra players, so players have to sit out. Certain players have to sit out every game, but we certainly don't want it to be going for a long period of time. Brock was in his last year of his contract. I talked to his agent many, many times about the situation. You know, obviously there was a disagreement as to whether he should play or not be playing, you know, which I understand and I respect. And I think we, not mutually, but I think we sort of got to the point where we needed to find out whether Rocco would be taken. So we took a chance and put him on waivers. And unfortunately for Rocco and maybe for us somewhere down the line, he didn't get taken. And now he's in Milwaukee where he's got to get down there and, you know, help them win because they're struggling a little bit because we've got a lot of their players up here. He's got to be productive to show people that he can do that, to give him a chance for us to bring him back up here or for another team to be interested in him. So it's not a perfect situation at all, but I just hope that Rocco can, you know, do some really good things down there so he give us a chance and a reason to call him back.
You getting some good news today? I noticed some players who've been out of the lineup, maybe out on the ice for morning skate, and Cousins and Carey, maybe getting some bodies, or at least close to getting some bodies back in the lineup, David?
I think so. As you know, we have had our game canceled in Ottawa on Thursday, which is really unfortunate for this road trip. But what it does do is it gives us a couple more practice days specifically for players like Cousins and Carrier. And I would think, based on watching them this morning and having a discussion with Kevin Morley, our athletic trainer, that I think there's a decent chance that they might be ready to play in Montreal on Saturday. And if that's the case, then we've got a couple of decisions to make roster-wise again.
We're talking to David Poile, Predators general manager. And David, I had the opportunity in second intermission the other night to talk to Ellie Tolvanen, and he had two assists. He had a really good scoring chance. Those obviously have to be confidence builders for him. But, you know, I know that you all would like to see him score more, and that's what he does. He is a goal scorer and only has one on the season, and it came in the team's first game. So what have you seen out of Tolvanen through the first 15 or so? And more importantly, what have you seen maybe the last couple that show you that he's close?
Last couple of games have been good. He's gotten, put on the power play in a good position. Again, where he scored all of his goals in the power play last year, I think the team and our patterns are trying to set him up, but it's being covered more. So I guess in one way you'd have to say it's a lot of respect for Tolby because he's not being given the opportunity to get his shot off as much. So we got to come up with, and he has to come up with some other ways to be effective, whether it be on the power play or 5-on-5. Because as you said, at the end of the day, I think he's making progress, yes, but at the end of the day, we need him to produce, and we need the secondary scoring. We're getting the scoring from Granlund, Johansson, and Duchesne, as we've talked about. But we need some secondary scoring, and Tolvi's got to chip in there. So it's progress, but I sort of get that feeling if he can get one, he can get a bunch, and he just has to kind of break through. Hopefully, that'll happen soon for him and for us.
Well, and what is the balance of, especially with a young player like Tolvanen, and you put Tomasino, any of your young guys in this category of, you want to build their confidence, you want them to have that, have that available to them, but you also are trying to win and need production. So, what is kind of the balance of giving them enough time to develop that confidence and hope that the goals are going to come, but also know that they got to be productive?
Well, that is the million-dollar question in terms of how you handle that. For example, you've got Tomasino that's been playing, I would mostly say, on the fourth line and getting limited minutes. Now he's been bumped up with Joey and Tanner Jeannot, arguably one of our top two lines. But in the third periods of the last couple of games, he's been on that line. He's been actually bumped down, and Tolvanen has been bumped up to that position. Probably more of a defensive move by our coaching staff. The Tolvanen has a little bit more experience and a little bit more responsible. So, what you're thinking is exactly right. Is that with these young players, and Tomasino was our youngest player, There's some good moments during the game, and there's some other moments that there might be some little bit of lack of detail or just, you know, missing an assignment or things like that that he's kind of learning on the fly. So it is a balance, and you just never know. I mean, hopefully he continues to play well and can contribute and produce, and you know, the option is always there to send him down to Milwaukee if the pace gets too much or the we think he would benefit by playing more minutes in a different situation down there. But he's a good kid. He seems to be very coachable, works hard in practice every day, and right now we're sticking with him.
UC Saros has obviously been tremendous for you, but first time to be able to ask you, now that you've seen David Reddick, your backup that you signed this summer, be able to play a game, what'd you think of his performance? It was a gritty one, but comes away with the win.
Yeah, it was a tough game on a back-to-back against a top team, St. Louis, and we did get the win. I thought overall he played really, really well under all the circumstances. And what I mean by that is that he hasn't played since training camp, and then he's had COVID, so he's missed almost two weeks. It's pretty good situation, pretty tough situation for him to go in there. So, you know, Juice has got the net again tonight, but hopefully, you know, with the schedule picks up here, that Riddish will get more opportunities. But all in all, I thought it was a good start for him, and he battled really hard against the top St. Louis team. And again, the win is the most important thing, so we're happy with that.
Obviously, all games are important when it comes to points, like you just said, getting the win. But I think you'd agree, you know, there's a difference in Arizona and Toronto and how those teams are constructed. So do you view games like tonight, when you're going up against one of the top teams in the East, one of the top teams in the league, is kind of a measuring stick game to see where you are at this point in the season?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, it's a big market, a big hockey city, you know, one of the original six franchises. There's always a lot of friends, family here, for the players that we have from Ontario. There's a lot of media coverage of our team, so it's a different challenge. It's a different pressure, if you will, you know, playing here and playing in Montreal. So, I refer to this a lot, is that you got to earn your stripes every day, kind of like the Army. So this is another test, tonight for the Preds. Like I said, we're really happy with how things have gone recently, but it's hard every night, and the guys have been, you know, playing right to the last whistle to get these victories, and oftentimes it goes beyond that, it goes into overtime. So I'm always, you know, it's still early in the season, I'm very curious to see how we match up against Toronto, because I do believe they, on paper, they certainly have one of the best teams in the National Hockey League, and they got some dynamite offense that we're going to have to control tonight.
No doubt about it. Should be a fun one. Enjoy the game. Thanks for the visit, as always, David. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Have a good day. Thank you.
You do.
Thanks,
the same.
David.
That is Predators General Manager David Poile. He joins us every Tuesday at 11:15. Good stuff from him, as always. We'll come back on the other side. I've got some odds for you on the
Love
next
odds.
Virginia Tech football coach. And something else I want to run by you that I saw that happened over the weekend, that I'm just telling you, I'm going to go on and give out a free pick for next year. You have to sit on this, kind of a futures bet for next year that'll make you a lot
of money. Haven't given out a free pick in a while, so this is good. The people want this.
Oh, this is a free bet that's going to work, and it's a futures bet, but you're going to have to wait a bit. But when it happens, whoo, man, that's a lot of free money, depending on how frisky you get. I'm going to get really frisky next year. I'll tell you what I'm talking about on the other side as you listen to Darren Donica Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.